One of the nation's most prominent Native Americans has died. The writings of Vine Deloria Jr. are credited with galvanizing a generation of American Indian activists and rallying non-Indians to Native causes. NPR's Howard Berkus has this look at Vine Deloria's life.
Vine Deloria Jr. had a lot of labels: Standing Rock Sioux, lawyer, theologian, scholar, activist, historian. He wrote more books than some people read, but his best-known work may be Custer Died for Your Sins, written just before the turbulent era of Indian activism of the 1970s. Norbert Hill is a member of the Oneida tribe and directs the American Indian Graduate Center in Albuquerque.
He helped us wake up from a great nap of oppression, and I think he made us think about who we were as Indian people, that we could become educated, be part of the mainstream without giving up being Indians.
Hill also credits Deloria with getting some non-Indians to look beyond stereotypes,
as well as educating mainstream people that we had something to say that was valid.
Deloria served as executive director of the National Congress of American Indians. He's also remembered for an acerbic wit. He once dismissed government Indian policymakers as history buffs, hobbyists, and church representatives. Indians, he once wrote, have been cursed above all other people because they have anthropologists focused on them. Deloria was also direct. Here's a brief excerpt from a 1993 NPR documentary.
If you would take the basic settler attitude in the Great Plains, it was total exploitation.
Vine Deloria Jr. died at age 72 in Colorado Sunday after complications from surgery. Howard Berkus, NPR News.